Chapter 2. Mr. Hunter said plenty. "You naughty girl, Natalie, what were you doing over by the window? Do you knock that plant over on purpose?"
"No, it wasn't me," said Natalie.
"It was me,"
said the tiny monster, flying his saucers behind Natalie. "Look at the mess on the floor. Go and fetch a dustpan and brush from the store cupboard, Natalie," said Mr. Hunter. "And take that silly smile off your face. It isn't funny." Natalie couldn't stop smiling. The tiny monster was tickling the back of her neck with his weeny claws. Natalie hurried out of the classroom. The flying saucers went with her, twirling round her head.
"What are ye going?" shouted the tiny monster.
"To get the dustpan and brush," said Natalie.
"Boring, boring, boring," said the tiny monster. "Come flying with me instead. Jump up on my saucers."
"I can't," said Natalie. "I'm too big. I'd smash the saucers and squish you."
"I can make you small," said the tiny monster. "Hold my hand."
She felt as if she were being rubbed with a very powerful magic soap. She got smaller and smaller until she was exactly the same size as a tiny monster. Only he didn't look tiny now. The monster's hair was very wild. His teeth were very pointy. His claws were very sharp. His tail was very long. But he still didn't look fierce. He looked friendly.
"Let's fly," said the monster. "Shall we go fast?"
"You bet," said Natalie. The monster tapped his paw and the wings flapped very fast indeed. The flying saucer whizzed way down the school corridor.
"Ah," said Natalie.
"This is easy stuff," said the monster, showing off like mad. "Let's go outside." Natalie nodded. She didn't have any breath left for talking. They flew very fast across the playground.
"Whee!" said Natalie. "This is wonderful. Can we go right over the rooftops?"
"You bet," said the monster. They did twirly willies round the chimneys.
"Now let's do swoopy-doopy," said the monster. They swooped right down to the park. The duck's pond looked like a bubble from high in the sky. But when they got nearer and nearer, the ducks started to get bigger and bigger.
"Quick, fly up or they'll get us," said Natalie.
"Chicken," teased the monster.
"No, duck," said Natalie.
They swooped up just in time, leaving the duck quackling foolishly.
"I live near the park," said Natalie. "There is my house. Look, there's my mom and my little brothers."
"Hey, do you want to see my mom and my little brothers?" said the monster.
"You bet," said Natalie.
"Okay, Monster Planet, here we come."